With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's talk.
John Brown. I'm joined now live on the line by Myra Zapata's, our Citizens Advice Bureau Spain. Myra, good morning to you.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing? Have you survived the summer? That's the question. We're in the last weekend of summer. After this weekend, we can take a deep breath and get back to, I wouldn't say life, our ordinary lives, because, hey, we're in Spain, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I mean, at least the roads are quieter and you get your shops back. So, yes, in that way, it's always, I think somebody always sees like the 31st of August as phew, and it's the weekend, I suppose, people are going to be leaving from today.
Yeah, Operación Salida, isn't it? Back in, you know, in reverse. So it should be Operación Reversa Salida or something like that.
Temprano, rápido.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, I hope everybody's safe from the roads. It's always worrying time, isn't it? So much traffic in Spanish, who've come down on holiday.
It's been quite something. It has indeed been quite something. I've learned to, if I see him, a Mercedes, a new Mercedes, like a large one, driving, you know, and it's immaculate. I normally think they've come down from the district of Salamanca in Madrid, so I always give them a wide berth because I know what's going to happen next. So
now we mustn't start on the Madrileños. That's becoming quite common amongst some of the British community, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed on Facebook, a little bit unfair.
Yes, well.
A little bit unfair.
Yeah, anyway, let's not cause yet another, let's not have an attack on the Pijos. So let's look at, what are we talking about today, Myra?
Few different things, but mainly I'm going to start with something that I don't usually talk about, and that's problems at work.
Right.
Such as unfair dismissal, unpaid wages, unsafe working conditions, all the things that do affect people, and they do contact us about it. So often we tell them to go and speak to one of the unions. There's a couple of well-known unions, and people can just Google either UGT or the other main union, which is CCOO. They sometimes will tend to you, and they do have lawyers there, but of course they really want you to be a member.
Absolutely.
And they're very useful, really. But if you're not going down that route, and you've got something that you wish to bring up, you want to report your concern, you can do that directly to, known as the Inspección de Trabajo y Seguridad Social, Labour and Social Security Inspectorate.
Okay.
Inspectorate. I don't expect everybody to be making notes, but it is on our website.
Yeah.
You know, where you can complain when you have labour issues. And there's a lot of these issues come up, whether people think it's unfair dismissal, often it cannot be, but unpaid wages, and as I said, unsafe work conditions, or issues with your contract. So that's one place you can contact. So it's the Labour and Social Security Inspectorate in English.
Yeah.
And
yes,
that's the Spanish government body responsible for ensuring that employment laws are being followed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
they're inspectors.
Yeah, sorry, but one of the interesting things, you don't have to be a member of one of the unions to actually ask the unions for advice.
No. Well, no, but they don't have to. But, of course, this is the state that has its Labour and Social Security inspectors. This is no cost. This is just everybody's entitled. Every worker's entitled to contact their state bodies. because this is the one that I mentioned, the Labour and Social Security Inspectorate, is the Spanish government body responsible for ensuring that employment laws are being followed. And they deal with such things as legal working conditions, contracts, hours, wages. A lot of this comes up, especially contracts and hours and changing contracts, health and safety in the workplace, of course, discrimination or harassment at work, and social security compliance, including registration and contributions, because sometimes the bosses or the employers may not be contributing social security, which means the person will be stuck if they need unemployment benefit and will have less pension. So they deal with these sorts of things. And if you believe your rights as a worker has been violated, you can file a complaint known as a denuncia, even anonymously. So to make this complaint, there's actually a... it's on the government website, but it's hard to find then if you go to MITES, can be difficult. But we do have a link direct where you can get a complaint form, again on our website, because there's no point in me giving a link here, is there? Nobody would be able to put it down. But you know that you are protected, and regardless of whether you go to a union office or not, they won't always see you. You've got other ways. Another way, you can also visit your local provincial labor office. It's known as Inspección Provincial de Trabajo. You can just search online for Inspección de Trabajo and your area, your province, and you'll come up with
the question I might want to ask here is does this apply if you're on contract, you've got fijo, or is it? Can you do this if you're autónomo as well? And you have a client who, for example, hasn't paid you, or something like that.
Well, it doesn't really state that it's for autónomos. You know, this is it talks about labour in it, because it talks about dismissal, unpaid wages, unsafe working conditions. We have to think it's when you're employed. Maybe I'll come up, maybe I'll do something for another program on the autonomos. Yeah? Hello?
Sorry, I'm still here. Sorry about that. If you're working if you're working, for example, if you've got a temporary contract, for example, would that apply then? If I've got a job working as a waiter, as a waiter, and I've got one of those short-term contracts, that would presumably be covered, though, by, or you could go to one of the unions or one of these offices of which you speak, yeah?
Yes, but also this, your Inspección Provincial de Trabajo should also help you. Not just about permanent contracts,
right.
And the service is free, and it's there to protect workers, and regardless of nationality.
Okay, all right.
And then also there's the labour union,
right?
Okay,
yeah.
But again, to get all those links on our website, you'll be able to find those on our website. So that's that.
Yep,
that's that finished with.
Right,
that's that subject.
Okay.
Right, I have to touch a little bit on the DOE appointment delays, because you probably hear that's ongoing.
Oh yes,
as desperate as ever.
Yes.
And now I wrote an article, and I mentioned your rights if you cannot renew your car, your TIE now it is, or a green certificate in time. But we're getting quite a lot of responses or mentions of banks. This started a while back, and then I noticed some yesterday where the bank has told one holder of a TIE whose card has expired, of course not considering that they've got 3 months after expiry date and they haven't been able to register to renew, as the resolution states, which is their right a month before. So everybody who's making an appointment, in some cases, some of the officers may let you register when the resolution says you can, but unfortunately they're not reading that correctly, and as we discussed before, they're making everybody register within 3 months afterwards when there are no appointments in certain areas. We'll get people who say, oh yes, up in Galicia we've got no problem. Well, we understand that, because there's not many foreigners of all nationalities coming into places like Galicia. But when you've got the Costas, and it's not just the British, you've got a lot of people trying to renew a TIE.
Yeah.
Now, of course, before that, the British had the green certificate. It was very simple. It was a different procedure, you administrative procedure. You didn't need fingerprinting. So it made it easier, and it still is easier to get appointments if you're EU. But if you're non-EU, it's difficult. And if you're under the withdrawal agreement, I think we know that everybody now, most people try to register from 2020. So now a lot of people now are reaching the time to renew. And a lot of people are very concerned. Most people that contact us, their TI cards have already expired. So because they haven't had the 1 month window beforehand, they've just got the 3 months, and time goes very quickly. And a lot of people saying, well, we've searched 1,000 times and we can't get an appointment. So what are their rights? It's important for me to stress it, especially when it comes to the bank. This I deviated, but this person has commented that the bank have told her she's got 2 months to provide the new TIE or they're going to close the account. And this is not the first person. Of course, they really no right to do that, because there's one thing is your right for residency, and another thing is holding your card, your residency card. Because you cannot renew, you do not lose your right of residency. It's not subject to the TIE you hold.
Exactly.
Your right of residency under the withdrawal agreement is protected by the withdrawal agreement. And then again, that goes off. That's why you have to read laws to the directive, which will explain how you're protected. So that's important to speak to your bank or speak to whoever's querying it and say, look, I may have now passed my expiry date. I still have 3 months to renew. And even if I cannot renew in those 3 months, my residency status cannot be taken away from me. It can only be taken away from me as then everybody will be permanent if they're trying to renew. It can only be taken away, they need to say to them, if I'm absent from Spain for more than 5 consecutive years.
Yeah.
There's no other way they can remove you unless you've done something, you know, you'd have to be a really bad person. You know, people go to court and go to prison here, but I mean, you'd have to be a danger to the whole of Spain to have your residency revoked. So people should know that they are still residents. All they've done is, all that's happened is they don't have a card, which is very inconvenient, especially with the EES coming in and all that. But we can't really do very much about that. Well, I can't. So I think it's important. And also, I think, did you understand what I was saying there?
Yes.
That your rights
absolutely.
To residency
just
not due to the card.
Just because you don't have a physical... just because you don't have a physical card in your hot little hand, it doesn't mean that you don't have a right to residency. You still have, you know, the right to residency isn't, I lost my card, therefore I am illegal in Spain. That doesn't apply, does it? And if you have the green certificate, then you have the green certificate and you are still legally resident. It is just a case that they want you to get the TIE, so it's easier to go through the bleeding EES, but it's, you know, and we've been through all this thing from the British Embassy saying you may be refused entry and all that stuff. But even if you've got the green permanente, it means you are still resident. Doesn't matter if you've got it or not.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I noticed with their last posting, they didn't harp on the you could be turned back and considered a tourist. Well, I think they mentioned that. And it doesn't really help at the moment. But, you know, I always say speak clearly, as they say in Spain. Habla claro. Or completa, I think, if I remember. It doesn't help when people are desperate. But, of course, everybody is commenting on those sort of posts saying, well, what do? We can't get an appointment.
Yeah.
Other people saying, well, you've had ages. Well, that's not people with a green certificate. That's people with TIE now needing to renew. But unfortunately, when people say Brexit, get over it, it's over. It's not, because it's still causing problems. Because before Brexit, we didn't have to go through this kind of administrative procedure. And we're getting it wrong. at the offices. I mean, somebody wrote me an email yesterday or the day before. I read it and answered. I'm supposed to be on holiday, not supposed to be dealing, because we are having a few problems ourselves with citizens' advice. And people on our page will know that we put out information about the fact that we may not be carrying on as we are. But anyway, back to this. The other thing to bring up with this, so you know, and everybody's got it, the card is not what's given you residency. Even if you think, oh, I'm not permanent. Well, as soon as it's outdated, as soon as it's expired in July, which a lot of people have, you have become a permanent resident because that shows you've been here for 5 years. Some people before, because though they only got their card for 5 years and now needs renewing, they can prove that they were residents, say, for 7 years. You know, because they had the green certificate beforehand. As long as you've been legally resident for 5 years, you're now a permanent resident. That, again, like with a green certificate, is not subject to it stating it on your TIE. Whether it states permanent or not, whether you've got the card or not, mm-hmm. you have become a permanent resident as soon as that has expired or earlier.
Okay.
So a lot of people are confused, saying, oh, well, on the resolution, it's different if you're permanent. Or you're not. If you're temporary, then you can't renew before the window. No, the window applies to everybody. 1 month before, 3 months afterwards. We're having to tell everybody, don't try and renew before expiry date because the officers are reading the resolution incorrectly. They read one part. I think we discussed this. They don't read it all. And surely they have legal people there, for goodness sake. I mean, I knew this and I wrote about this a long time back, but then I thought, I'm going to speak to a Madrid lawyer. Just to make sure I'm not making any mistakes. He said, no, exactly as you say, that's how it reads. That is what the resolution gives you the right to do. But we can't argue with the officers at the moment, so people rather than turned away and get an appointment, which is so hard to get, and then be told you're too early, when in fact they're not, it's best to wait until the day after. People have been refused on the day of expiry. I mustn't get frustrated.
Indeed.
That's how it is. On the day of expiry, so it's better to wait. But remember that once that's, you are now a permanent resident with all the rights you have as a permanent resident. And talk to the bank, because the banks have been very unfair. I think somebody actually said this, and they sent my article to the bank.
Yes.
On this.
Yes.
And they can read it in Spanish. You can change it. They probably thought, sometimes they take notice and sometimes they don't. And the other thing, I think we need to let our community know that due to lack of funding, there may be changes ahead for Citizens Advice Spain.
Right. Okay.
At this stage, we cannot be certain that we would be able to continue providing our services in the same way as we have until now. There's already been changes made on the website. Also, the fact that we are such a small team and such a huge following, including not only 93,000 growing on the Facebook group and then 23,000 on the page and then endless hits on the website, the team is too small to cope. So we've already changed. I no longer want to receive 66 emails in a week or
right.
more.
Right.
I think I received that in one day. So that's now changed, where people will donate if they want to go that way, or they can post on the Facebook group.
Right.
Of course, that stopped all the emails coming through, which I can't complain about, because I haven't been that well. So I can't complain about that. I'm quite pleased to see the... we're also really grateful for all the support and trust shown to us over the years. And we've got some postings going up about teaming, which
okay.
is just a way of donating by
right.
a euro a month. But at least you know then, I thought it's the only way that we know we can keep going.
Absolutely.
We know that we can cover our costs
yeah.
monthly.
For the price of less than a half a cup of, half a cafe solo that I have every day, Myra, for the price of less than that, that's going to be value for money, for goodness sake.
Well, the thing is, we've been trying to push this, and we need at least 1,500 members out of our 93,000.
Right.
And over a year now, we've got 370.
Okay, so we need a push.
And we only had 100 and odd, because I've been pushing with post daily now, because
yeah.
that's the only way. Because I thought about it, and people do donate, or they donate for this or that, but it's not a definite, you see. So I kept thinking, I thought it sounds a little bit, but that's the only way that we can
exactly, because you are providing a service that people that you're providing a service that people need, and you we know you've worked you and your team have worked tirelessly over the past what decade 15 20 years doing this.
Well, I was doing things before, but CAV has been registered for 14 years
right.
as a charity.
Okay. Well,
so it's been a long time, and it has. It's when now I'm the only paralegal, I'm the only person, and I'm writing like this. I don't think anybody, anyway, you go on Google, you won't find any articles except mine, ours, CAB, where it talks about your rights if you cannot renew your card. Nobody goes that deeply. I do. Mm. I mean, I've been 24/7, but my health tells me now I have to slow up as well.
Right.
Can't give your whole life to something because it can affect your life. So that's all we're trying to do, or we will have to. We've already changed, like I said, things to take the workload off me. And we've been closed for the summer, so the questions will start coming in from the 1st of September on the Facebook group. But it's important that people know that, because they don't realize we have a website, and it's really an authoritative website. It costs money to keep that up. It costs domain, it costs hostings, it costs IT to fix things. We use email, that costs separate, phones. There's a lot that, and I suppose people don't understand, because a lot of pages are just answering online.
Yeah, okay. All right, Myra. I'm going to run out of time in a minute. So, if people want to find out more information and find out how they can help and donate and you know keep this going and make sure that you know you get you know you're able to keep this thing going, because it's very important. Myra, where should they go first time?
Well, first of all, I think if they just Google, the easiest way is to Google Citizens Advice Spain,
yeah.
and they'll get the website. On the website, they will see how to link to, there's icons to go to Facebook, like on most websites. And when they go, they'll go to the page, which is just really information without the drama. And if they want to be able to have discussions or post questions, then that page will tell them the link to the group. Some people find it, I don't know how, because the name is not quite Citizens of My Spain on the Facebook link. That's how they find us.
Marvellous. Okay, Myra, listen, it's lovely to speak to you again. Please take care of your health, because you're very important to us, you know that. And we shall speak to you in a couple of weeks. But it's great to speak to you again, and thanks for the advice on, if you are having an unfair dismissal, Myra as a party. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.